What's on your heart today, Monsignor?
The gospel, it just brings us right face forward with Jesus and the demons. It's in Matthew's gospel, and it's the 8th chapter. And we begin with Jesus coming into the territory of the Gadarenes. And we begin with the 28th verse. When Jesus came to the territory of the Gadarenes on the other side of the sea, two demoniacs who were coming from the tombs met him. They were so savage that no one could travel by that road. They cried out, "What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come to torment us before the appointed time?" See, Jesus conquered Satan, and his coming, how and when? On the cross. It's the cross of Jesus that won the whole world for salvation. Some distance away, a herd of many swine was feeding. The demons pleaded with Jesus, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of swine." And Jesus said to them, "Go then." They came out and entered the swine, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea where they drowned. The swineherders ran away, and when they came to the town, they reported everything, including what had happened to the demoniacs. Thereupon, the whole town came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to leave their district. The power that is in Jesus Christ and his power to command and drive out the demons. What's on my mind today is that so many of our time do not even believe in the power of Satan, and they even deny the existence of a personal evil, that there is an evil spirit, and that he has this presence in our world today. You know, we think of pornography, which is a multi-billion-dollar industry, but we don't think of evil, and we don't think of the evil effects that it's having. It's like a it's not, there's no crime to it. And there is. It's a subtle, powerful force, and there's a spirit to it. And it's an evil spirit. When we think of drugs, and we don't think of the evil one and the power of the evil one. When we think of war, all this evil, we just say, well, there's evil, and when we think of the violence that's in our world, but we don't think of the person, the evil person who is manipulating and destroying the happiness and the goodness of humankind. Just yesterday, one of my directees, I just found out, left the program, and he was a seminarian, and he was telling me this past Monday about his sister, who he was concerned about, and she was involved in some kind of witchcraft. She's kind of occult activities. She was involved in these kind of dark occult activities, and also drug use that was along with it. And we did pray for her, and I noticed that he didn't show up for my meeting, and I went to his room, and he had gone, I called the office and found out that he left the program. Well, he left when I went home this past weekend because he discovered that his dad went to see his sister and she had hung herself. The consequences of this power of evil and the evil force that was in her life, you know, not that I'm saying that she's a Judas and had done some things, I don't know, and I'm going to have mass for her. And the power of Jesus, she had been baptized, she had made her first communion, and as far as he remembered, that was when she kind of left the church. She never went back after her first communion, and she just strayed away and got involved in all this demonic activity in her time, in her life. I was living in Scranton, and why is this so important? It's because when I was leaving Scranton, there was a woman who called me. She wasn't a Catholic. She had been married to a Catholic. And her husband told me that she's having these manifestations, these experiences of spirits. And when I heard about it, there was no doubt in my mind that this manifestations, because the devil is a preternatural creature, and he has power, and she was experiencing this phenomenon in her home. And I said to her, now call the priest. I'm going to be out of town, but he's a Catholic priest. He will come and pray with you, and he has, tell him to call him. So she waited till he came. And it was going to be like a following Monday or something. But the torment that she was going through in the meantime, with these, whatever this manifestation and torment that the evil spirit was doing to her. And when the priest came, he saw nothing except the manifestations. Now, what did he do when he sees this woman being lifted up off the ground? That's a power, and there's a spirit. It wasn't just that she was elevating, and then she was speaking in these tones. He sprinkled her with holy water. He said a prayer and left. I said, "What did the demons do?" She said, "They laughed at him. They laughed at him." I called the exorcist, Father Leo McKernan, and I said, this is a very important thing for this woman. She's being tormented by demons. This story is not just to tell a story about a parish priest who has power over demons, because he is a parish priest. He has power over the devil, but doesn't even believe in him. There are many, many priests that are afraid of the devil. And the devil is afraid of you, Father. In her religion, she went to her pastor. If you're a Protestant minister, you have power over Satan because of Jesus Christ. Did you notice what the demons in today's gospel said? What have you to do with us, Jesus Christ, Son of God? That's who it is that has power over Satan. And you are a minister, and you are a priest, and especially you, my brother priests. Lateran Council 4 says, there is the existence of angelic forces. The problem with us is that we don't, first of all, not to teach only about demonology. This is such an important text, and in the scriptures, God created angelic forces. God, in every, when you read your Mass and when you say the Creed, God made all things visible and invisible. There are invisible creatures that were made by God, not just the visible world of the sky and animals and food and people. God made the invisible world. And that invisible world, for us is angels. We have guardian angels. We have good angels. But there was a time, and when we read the scriptures, when the angels disobeyed God. And it was then that God created hell and cast them into everlasting torment and fire. God created hell for the angels as their everlasting punishment. That we believe. We believe in hell, and we believe in devils, and we believe this is our faith. And these evil spirits, and when we read Revelation, this evil spirit, Lucifer, Beelzebub, is talked about in the scripture, tempts humankind. And sometimes he obsesses, and sometimes he possesses, and sometimes he oppresses human beings. Sometimes he infests places. He has his activity in this world. And we have been given power from God through, with, and in Jesus Christ. They are commanded by Jesus, who through us all power in heaven on earth has been given to me. All power in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, teach ye all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We reclaim the world and souls for Jesus Christ through baptism, incorporating them into his body. This poor person who just hung herself, this woman, was baptized by Jesus Christ. And in the Our Father, Jesus tells us, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. I hope she prayed that prayer, and I'm sure she did. She learned the Our Father one time. Our hope is that, and I'm going to have Mass for her today, and I was talking to her mother, and I'm going to talk to her father today, the one who found her hung. The hope, if they love her, as errant as she was, as wayward as she was, how much more so God, so that he will be gentle, merciful in his judgment of her. Tormented by demons, tempted by demons, led astray by demons, and we who know the mercy and the infinite love of God. What has God left us? You know, bishops, it's your role. You are the chief exorcist of your diocese. And many of you in the United States and other parts of the world where this is being heard have neglected to fulfill your duty to guard the sheep. You are the chief shepherd of the flock. And Jesus in the scriptures has said, you must be careful when the wolf enters into the herd. And so as you tend your sheep, and our Holy Father, Pope Francis, is talking to us. It's not programs that's going to save the world, he says. And it's not going to be meetings that's going to save the world. It's the abiding presence of Jesus Christ. And the power of Jesus Christ comes through you for your guardianship of your flock. And the wolf is the enemy of the flock. And he is finding free rein. Every diocese should have an appointed exorcist. In the United States now, what we have done is for the first time, we're opening up a school of exorcism, Leo XIII School of Deliverance and Exorcism at Our Lady of the Lake Seminary in Mundelein, Illinois. And there we have program to teach about angelology, to teach about exorcism, to teach about the power that we have in, through, and with Jesus Christ to priests and bishops. And we're also now beginning to allow deacons to enter the program. How important it is that we begin to, again, instruct priests. There is no course practically in the United States that I know on angelology. We shouldn't just teach demonology. We should teach about the existence of angels. They have such power. And how God created this world of angels. If we don't teach the invisible world, our people are living in a world where they only see and are not aware of the forces that are both angelic for their good and demonic for their evil and for their woe. And so it's so important that we again teach people, and priests especially, how to guard their flock against the power of Satan. And it is primarily going to be through prayer and through the power of Jesus Christ, who is going to exercise his authority over the demons. The rite of exorcism is being renewed at this time, and especially it is now still only to be administered in Latin. We're teaching this at the School of Exorcism and Deliverance of Leo XIII. This should be very common equipment for every priest. Every priest has this authority and power. It's no special thing to be an exorcist. If you're a bishop, you're the chief exorcist. To know and understand our enemy is to be able then, through the power of Jesus Christ, if you know and can, you know the name of the demon, you can then control the demon. You have power over the demon. If you don't know the demon, or you don't know the one you're the enemy that is against you, the common word for him is the enemy of human nature. He absolutely hates us, and he wants to destroy that divine life that we have within us. He hates Jesus Christ. They know he's the Son of God, but in no way are they prepared to worship him and to honor him. Jesus has come to destroy the kingdom of darkness. Jesus has come to establish the kingdom of light. This program, this podcast, is dedicated to Jesus Christ, the King of love. When we enthrone the Sacred Heart, when we honor him, the chief way by which we dethrone Satan is to enthrone Jesus. When Jesus is enthroned, we're not cursing darkness here or shoveling out evil. We are planting light and love and power and grace in the hearts of every human being because of Jesus. If you are a baptized person, you have the divine life within you. You are Christ in the world today, 7 years old, 6 years old. The little flower, she saw the devil dancing on her windowsill, and she made a little sign of the cross, and he went scampering away. If you're a little boy, and you're in the middle of the night, and the devil in any way tries to bother you or tempt you, if you're a 17-year-old young man, and you're beginning to experience torment from the evil one, and he will. He hates you. He wants to come after you. How do you show your power? Recently, there's this father. He's so wanting to protect his family. What do you do against the devil as a father? You learn to pray, and you learn to have the power that you have as a father by blessing your children. This one family recently that has experienced the torments of Satan, the young man got involved in some drugs and some occult activity. And he threw it playing with Ouija boards and some of the seances and stuff. He began to open up and Satan began to harass him. And he kept calling me and calling me. And then he was so tormented because the devil was telling him that he should kill himself. And he didn't want to. But there was the voice. And his father brought him to me. And his mother. And actually, his dad was the source of the problem after a while. You know, he had lit and misled his children. And that family has been reclaimed. They've had the enthronement of the Sacred Heart in their home. The son, we did an exorcism on him, and the power of God to shine and radiate in that home. There is power in the church. There is power in Christ that we're not using. This gospel is so important. Jesus shows his authority over Satan. He tells us in the Our Father, those last two lines, he's making us aware that we have an enemy, and lead us not into temptation, because that's the primary activity of Satan. You, today, this very day, every single person who's listening to me has experienced Satan. How? Through temptation. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. God is protecting us and wants to protect us. He is our Father. How does he protect us? Through, with, and in Jesus Christ. How much does he protect us? He abides with us. He lives with us. Where? In us. God the Father loves me and you so much that he has sent Jesus to abide with us. That's exactly what Pope Francis recently, in one of his elocutions, has said. God abides with us. It's not programs. It's not meetings. It's abiding in Jesus that's going to save. And you, Father, and you, Bishop, and you, fathers and mothers of families, teaching your children that God abides with them. He lives with them. He indwells them. And so, we have a 24/7 protection against evil. We are living in him and he in us. When he came up on the shores of the Gadarenes, and when he met those poor two demoniacs, I just told you about two that were being tormented by Satan. I meet them all the time. This one poor one, this seminarian sister who hung herself. Yeah, she was meeting Satan, and I didn't know her, but I'm going to pray for her. And when I see her 10,000 years from now, because of Jesus, because of this Jesus who came along that road, those who seem to be tormented savagely as this demoniac was, or these two demoniacs, They are being healed. Those demoniacs were clothed in grace, and all those swine that died were nothing in comparison to the soul that was saved by Jesus that day. And the people of that town were so afraid of that power, they asked him to leave their district because they were more concerned about their swine than they were about those two men who were infested with demons and the legion of demons. Jesus loves us, each and every person. And some of us are really under the power and sway of Satan. And he wants everyone to be protected and saved.
There is, in a way, Monsignor, isn't there hope?
I think, you know, as I read the story, I love, you know, the fact that, but I really think the story too tells that Jesus came to them. He went along that road which no one would travel. So that Jesus goes after the demoniacs. Jesus traveled that road. And those who are being tormented by Satan, Jesus is seeking you on the road. And Jesus wants to deliver you. And maybe some of you, especially those like the people of the district, or you might be the priests, And you might be some of the bishops that I'm talking to. And you're telling Jesus, leave this area. I don't want anything to do with this. I know some bishop who is absolutely will not appoint an exorcist for his diocese, nor does he really believe. He says, there's no demons in my diocese. He just doesn't believe that there are demonic forces. And what he's doing is like those people of that village. He's saying, leave us, leave us. And the church has every power, and you have every power to free the demoniacs in your diocese that are being tormented. And it's increasing. The increase of the number of people who are coming from the Caribbean into the United States. The people who, for the witch doctors, the brujeria of the Latins, they're pouring it, and the New Age stuff is taking souls and leading them astray. The wolf is very much open. And more, if you watch TV, it's going even to the dark. And it's encroaching on the whole church today. The enemy is here, right at our door, in our families. The world is seething in on us. And we have the power of Jesus Christ. His suffering, his death, his resurrection is in us. Not just in the Eucharist, in us by our baptism, by our confirmation, by ordination. We have power. Read what the sign of the cross will do to Satan. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, what the recalling of our Trinitarian baptism will do to reclaim a soul, the power of Jesus. And we have an exorcism also that we have. And we have a rite of deliverance. And we have the name and authority of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, leave, go, and we command him, and he goes. Jesus is the conqueror of sin and Satan. And Satan is an enemy of souls. And Jesus has all that power against him. And when we unleash this power, we're going to bring salvation to souls.
Monsignor, for laypersons out there, you have shared with us in the past, and I'll make sure that we post the text on your website today in the post, along with the scripture, that you've said that powerful prayers for us to pray are the breastplate of St. Patrick, which is a beautiful one when you can find the whole piece, which we'll put up on your site, but also the prologue of the Gospel of John. Both of those are tremendous.
Power. When I pray the prologue of John, the demons flee. We used to have it after every Mass, but it is a prayer. It comes right from the scripture, and you pray it over anyone who's being tormented by Satan. You parents, if your children, I just was with a family, and their little boy, who was 4 years old, tormented. Pray that prayer. You fathers, take the prologue and pray it over that child. And I think there are many children who are being tormented today by the evil one. This child quieted down, and he used to really fight when he was ready to go to church. And things really quieted down. It was marvelous. So there's great things happening here for the church, but there are many greater things that will happen when we awaken to the power we have. Thank you.
Final thought, Monsignor?
Christ is a light. This is the breastplate, a short version of it. And it's so powerful. The breastplate of St. Patrick. Christ is a light. Illumine and guide me. Christ is a shield, or shadow and cover me. Christ this day be within and about me. Christ the lowly and the meek. Christ the all-powerful. Be in the heart of each to whom I speak, in the mouth of each who speaks to me, in all who draw near me, or hear me, or see me. May God protect you each and every day. God bless.
Thank you so much, Monsignor.
God bless.